The following Forum for Healthcare Strategists podcast was produced by DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on site at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, where we talked with speakers direct from the summit floor. We are very happy to welcome Preston Gee, the Vice President of Strategic Marketing at Christus Health. Preston, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for being at the summit. So, Preston, you are part of a panel discussion, Learning from Other Industries, Reimagining Healthcare Marketing. So let me ask you quickly, give us an overview of your session.
Well, we're going to talk about how we in the healthcare space can learn from other industries. And it's a timely topic because in the last 5 to 10 years, consumerism has become much more of a significant topic for us. We are more consumer-oriented, consumer-driven, and that's a good thing, I believe.
Absolutely. So in your session, Learning from Other Industries, Reimagining Healthcare Marketing, I know you're going to touch on learning from other industries. Why is it important we should do this?
Well, it's important because, one, most people are already interacting with these other industries, and these industries are far ahead of healthcare, and they have expectations for their experience as customers or as consumers. And so we in the healthcare space need to be able to replicate that. But also, our competition now is much stiffer and is much more consumer-oriented than it used to be.
Are there certain industries we should look at?
Yeah, I think most of them are farther ahead than healthcare, but obviously we can learn from the digital industries, we can learn from the hospitality industries. You pretty much name it, and we can learn some great lessons from them. But I think the key thing is that there are some tried and true principles in each of these industries that can offer us some good insights and some valuable tips for how to proceed.
Is there a good way to extract information from them? How should we look at them, and how do we take that information?
That's a good question. I think part of it is as a consumer. You know, most of us interact, whether we're ordering on Amazon, whether we're flying with American Airlines, whether we're staying at Marriott hotels. You know, we have that experience already. We know how they interact with us as consumers or clients. And so part of that is just the very experience of being a consumer in their space. But then we can also glean valuable insights from the trade journals and from marketing pieces and things like that.
So do you have any examples you can share with us of taking from another industry and applying it to healthcare marketing?
Yeah, I mean, from my own experience, and I started out in consumer goods, I was with the Fisher-Price Toys division of Quaker Oats, and Fisher-Price does a great job, as do most consumer-oriented firms, of market research, of finding out what it is that individuals are interested in. So that's one that I'm going to tout today, is make sure that we research and understand and survey the consumers or our clients. Another one is from the data tracking. You know, most industries now keep such robust data on their clients and on their consumers, and then they can use that data to both personalize and individualize their products and services to those people that are buying their products and services. So, you know, whether, again, that's Amazon or, and we all have it, right? We all get emails or text messages from the businesses or the shops or the retail entities that we deal with. So those are all great things that we can glean.
So for the healthcare marketer listening to this, if you had one tip for them right now of taking from other industries, what would it be?
Well, the thing that I would probably say is to better understand the consumer and personalize the experience. That would be the one takeaway, is to really understand at a very basic level, okay, what is your, in this case, patient, right? Patient consumer. What are they interested in? What services have they tapped into? And how can we continue that dialogue to make sure that they continue to come back? Our research shows that people want to be loyal to a healthcare organization if they have a good experience. But we have to, one, provide a good experience, and then, two, we need to keep them in the communication loop.
Some really important things you just said there, Preston. I think understand the consumer and personalize the experience. I think that is so cool. So before we let you go, and thank you for your time, as a CMO, can you share with us your top 3 priorities?
Yeah, I would say the top three priorities we have are, and I've kind of enumerated them already, but one is to really do the background research to make sure we understand how we are differentiated from our competitors so that we can promote and message those services that are already top of mind and resonate with people. The other one is to personalize the experience and to work with our operations team to make sure that they have a good experience when they come in. It doesn't do us any good to promote our services if they have a bad experience, because they not only will not come back, but we're actually promoting the consumer, I mean the competitor rather. And then the last thing I would say is to understand that the customer, the client, the patient, as I said, wants to come, wants to be loyal to our service. And so if we take the long view with them and we do this concept called customer lifetime value, we're likely to put much more into that patient experience, that consumer tracking, so that we will be much better suited to keep them as clients, to keep them as customers, to keep them as patients.
So research the customer, number one, personalize the experience, number two, and number three, take the long view and pay attention to customer lifetime value. That's really important stuff.
Yeah, I think those are the ones.
Preston, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you, Bill.
If you were unable to attend this year's Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, you can access the recordings from the sessions at healthcarestrategy.com/summit/playback. And please join us at next year's conference, April 5th through the 7th, 2020, at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. And access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening.